talking about for the trash pickup.
It's the San Carlos plant.
Yeah, it's not.
But there isn't a Wymus plant.
Part of this is all tied up with this new thing called the Magic City.
Be burning trash.
And, right. The new commissario is really pushing that.
Well, if we get that, we'll get more federal funds. We got them for
maybe
being a nuisance.
You can probably tamper up in it, or you can lay it down.
And I did notice out at the mirror.
I'm thinking one of my kids will get kicked out of it.
Dump again, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And then if you don't want, you can go to respond.
There's two.
I'll pass it on to something else.
Yeah. In Mexico. Careful. One is measure
breaking behind me. Well, it looks like my audio screen is dead this morning.
Magic City and Scenic City.
Right, we're a scenic.
And I've been told by somebody that is Mexican that we'll never get there.
Yeah, I did see him drive away.
I hope so.
We won't, he says.
Scenic, we might.
Well, yeah,
scenic,
yes.
Because of the National Geographic.
We've had enough publicity for scenic.
That is designated?
Well, it's on the signs that we're a scenic city.
Sure.
Because you drive in. And since you have to see.
Maybe well, we'll see after more weeks of trash problems whether we are a scenic city.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whether we're an armpit.
Well, my suspicion is that whenever they get the tax money in January, it'll all be straightened out.
Yeah.
Or a new administration.
That just cracks me up.
But see, it's got to be the previous administration that stole the money.
That's what I'm right. That's
or the previous five. You know, hard to say.
Or all of them.
Everybody. Everybody. They raised the bus fare just like that.
I don't know if you guys get
they
that
the
Mexico
what?
News Daily fair. Newspaper.
Mm-hmm. 14 to 16 or from 14 to 50. I mean,
and invariably there's a new governor.
No, but for people working out
Mexicans are looking for who stole. I'm not talking about millions of pesos, millions of dollars from communities and money's all over the
world.
Previous, yeah.
Yeah, the previous.
The previous. And the new ones are in there.
What?
I mean, they have
She's
no money
to start
lose.
That in.
I hope so.
Without
a doubt.
Two decks.
Without
a doubt. Two suits.
What are you playing?
I don't know. I have hope with our new commissario.
But this looks like a meeting. I'm not able to do anything this morning. We're completely offline.
He's ambitious. He has good ideas.
Which one?
I just want to get my arm around.
No, I'm sorry. I meant with the YouTube stream, the audio stream. Nothing appears to be going through okay. This is odd because this shows it is working.
No.
The Facebook?
No.
I do all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I am.
But I'm going to go ahead and open our meeting regardless of my technical issues and just say this is the San Carlos Computer Club, the last club meeting of 2017.
Oh, don't say it so. It's not so.
What? We don't meet next week?
I was not planning on it.
It's the day after Christmas.
No, it's the boxing
day. Or I should say, you're welcome to meet.
No.
I won't be here.
I'll be here for breakfast.
Yeah,
it'll be the same kind of experience.
It's Tuesday.
I need to talk about you guys.
We have some of our best ones when you're not here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Scott?
Yes, sir.
How about January 2nd?
Hopefully you're not wanted.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to make it to that one either.
Well, next two are out.
I think the next two are out, for me at least. But I would be back on the 9th of January.
Okay.
If that sounds good.
Where are you going?
No, I just imagine that the way Mexicans do New Year's around here, I probably will still be recovering on the 2nd.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
You're going to be in bed.
I'll be here. I've got family in town for Christmas, and we're not going anywhere.
We'll have television and computer club.
Hey, speaking of family, my father's not here. That's interesting. I wonder what they're doing.
Ed's going to be gone.
Without
is
you?
It cold over there?
He walks, then.
It is?
Yeah, he does, so maybe he's a little behind schedule. Yeah.
It's in the mountains?
There we go. It's actually working now. I'm hitting the wrong button. That's what happens.
Does it track the number of viewers that go into the website?
Yeah, I mean, I got some basic statistics that every once in a while I look at, but I don't like being that depressed, so I don't. I don't really spend a lot of time looking at that stuff. Yeah, I mean, now I know all our fans by name.
All three of them.
All three of them.
Two of them are in Alaska. They're his
That's
friends.
Right. One's at least a family member. at least one of my family.
Yeah, right. You don't like reality? You believe in the contrary?
I can't get my daughter to watch me. She doesn't watch YouTubers that have less than like 100,000 views. I've got 40.
Really?
That's funny.
She's like, why would I waste an hour of my time watching that one? This 5-minute video. Yeah, I got to deal with Dad all the time.
Well,
hey, guys. Jim's here. Dad's here. We were just talking about you.
And we have a new guy over here. We have a new guy.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
This is Scott. This is Bob.
Chris. Bob. Oh, Chris.
That's Bob. This is Bob.
You're going to answer to Bob this afternoon.
My party was.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Who wants to be Chris?
As in Bob Kringle. Does. Now, they don't remember. It's going to me, Robin.
Bob.
So you guys have missed Trash Talk and
Startup,
yeah. And that we're not going to meet next week or the week after for recovery purposes. I want to ask something, and I mean, nobody has to just jump in and volunteer, but I'd sure appreciate it. If somebody has an address that I could have this laptop sent back to after a repair and make its way back to San Carlos, I'm just looking for anybody that's got regular mail coming back. This laptop, in the last 2 weeks, the battery life has dropped in half.
Jesus.
And, yeah, it just caught me completely off guard. Last week when we were doing the meeting, the computer basically shut down the meeting. It was right on time, but not our normal 5-10 minutes overtime. It was done. And so I did some testing, and I talked to Seuss about it, and it looks like I'm going to have to do an RMA. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a tracking for sending a product back to be repaired and sent back to you. And the way they're doing it is I have to do the packaging myself to get it there, but they'll send it back. And so I'm just throwing it out there.
Will they send it to your office?
Not in Mexico. Because it was purchased in the U.S. That's the point of this, is that
so
I need to find a U.S.
Can you use one of the real estate offices?
That's still
oh, I don't know. That's an interesting thought.
No. Everybody picks up mail from those, right?
Yeah?
Seaside, Karen would do it.
I bet she would. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good suggestion.
I got a Tucson address.
Yeah? Oh, I appreciate that, too. Right. Thank you.
I have one.
Oh, great.
One, but I'm not going up till February.
When are you going up again?
29th.
Of this month?
Yeah.
And where are you going after that?
Bop, I figure I'll send it up with you guys when you head back, because you're heading back at the end of Christmas.
I got some boat parts.
And you can just drop it in the mail for me, but I'll have it set up to come back to some other address that'll make its way. Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. I will contact one or all of you later. I really appreciate all that. And I like the idea of Seaside Realty. I know Karen well. I'll see if she doesn't mind dealing with it.
Or if you don't mind waiting till February, beginning of February.
I am kind of hoping to get it back as soon as possible, because it is kind of what we're doing here. It's frustrating to have to deal with it. And the irony of it is the day that I'm calling them to report this problem. I'm not calling. I'm on chat, actually, now that I think about it. I was doing online chat.
Oh, my gosh.
I got the invoice from Amazon to show the purchase date, and it was to the day, the year. It was December 14th, 2016. And I actually got a support message back. I had done some emails, some contacting on their website, as well as the chat support. And I had a variety of different support people get back to me, like somebody hadn't already gotten back to me. And one got back to me and said, well, this was purchased on the 13th, so it's out of warranty. I'm like, yeah, okay. I think I'll just talk to somebody else, because it is the 14th, And the way I looked at it, and this is the way I was going to approach it, and I'll still approach it if it becomes an issue, is that the Amazon invoice says I bought it on December 14th,
right.
Which means there's no way I could have had it on the 14th.
Right.
I would have had it 2 weeks later.
Right.
Not to mention they were saying the 13th, and in their documentation it says the 14th. So I was ready to just go, okay, thank you, fine. And I'll just go to Amazon support and go, look what ASUS is doing to me.
Mm.
Your receipt says, I mean, I couldn't possibly have this. I should still have days on this warranty. The other approach I would add to that is way back, like 2 months after I got the laptop, I had approached Amazon saying, I think the battery's a little funny. But I didn't think it was a real problem, and I was already in Mexico. And I didn't want to deal with getting it back. But I had a whole dialogue with Amazon over...
It's probably on your web.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there probably is. You're right. We probably have that documented as well.
Because we did talk about it.
And so I figured if there was any issue, I'd just get Amazon involved and see what came about it. I'm sure they would want to keep selling ASUS products. Or ASUS would like to keep selling products with Amazon without any problems and complaints.
Twitter is a good place, too.
Yeah, and Twitter is a good place.
In a similar situation, I had a Anderson window of 19 years and 10 months old, and it cracked. And I went to the lumberyard, and I had the original invoice, and I got a free one.
Oh, great.
The warranty was 20 years for Anderson.
Wow.
20 years?
20-year warranty, can you believe that?
That's an amazing testimony.
Isn't that incredible?
And that she had the receipt.
Well, that's when the guy
suggested,
why do you have this?
Just in case.
Thing, right?
That's funny. Yeah, 20-year receipt. Was it like crumbling in your hands?
No, I just had the invoice that they printed out for me. No, it was not. It was like 3 or 4 pages long.
Oh, okay.
Nails and shit. Okay, you got it.
Awesome. Well, yeah, so hopefully it'll be resolved. The tech guy that I talked to over chat said it would be under warranty, and it was just a matter of doing it in the United States. I really was trying to get him to... I'm like, just send me a battery. The warranty's out. It's not a serviceable battery, but it is because I'm a tech person, so I can service it. Just send me the battery, and I will relinquish all responsibilities for the repair. I'll do it myself, and we're done with each other.
Yeah. And they wouldn't do that?
But they wouldn't do it. They said they don't send out parts, and they don't outsource service. They need it to come back in to be...
Why are we so naive when... You know that the computer can tell what's going on with your life practically. Why are we so naive as to think that if they warranty it for a year, the day after 365, you know, we think that everybody's honest and direct, but they warranty it for a year. So at 366 days, it's out of warranty. Now, if a computer is smart, it could shut down and it could destroy itself.
Well, Bob, you're describing what they were doing with printers until we caught them.
Okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So why not? Why not with a computer?
Yeah. No, I think this is something that we have to be continually vigilant on.
Yeah.
We
refrigerators,
need
washing machines,
dishwashers.
We need tech people that are looking at that kind of stuff all the time and making us aware of what's going on.
Mark Ormus happened to be blamed.
That's why extended warranties are really expensive.
Right. Well, and for some reason they cover exactly the amount of... like the amount of the repair if you're doing it yourself, because they've got that dialed in. If you had to take care of it yourself, it's slightly more inconvenient and slightly less expensive.
Mm-hmm. I also have an ASUS, and I have the same battery problem. But mine has lasted 4 years.
Yes?
But it's...
Well, I mean, I'm just...
And they want me to send the computer. I'm going... Yeah.
My wife's battery went bad. I read on the internet, you stick it in the freezer overnight, then let it unthaw, and it started recharging again.
You're kidding. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Batteries.
Yep,
battery.
There's all kinds of deals about that, doing that.
Yeah, just look it up on YouTube. It'll tell you how to fix your computer.
How to regenerate a battery. Yeah.
So we wouldn't have to go to breakfast on Tuesday to gain weight.
Save yourself.
I could afford a new computer if I didn't come to
computer
class.
I'm going
to
try this.
Did you guys see the Qualcomm announcement at, what is it, Computex? Talking about new computers, they have just announced and will quickly release some of the first laptops that are based on Qualcomm chips. And if you're not aware of this, you're probably already using Qualcomm chips because they're what are in all your smartphones and tablets. They're going to release these Windows 10 ARM-based laptops. It's going to be HP, Asus, and Lenovo have committed, and they've actually got designs out, and they don't look much different from laptops you see right now. But their big difference is going to be on the inside. Because they're using these mobile chips, and it is one of the first times. It's actually, for Microsoft, it's the second time that they've visited this. I don't know if you guys remember the Surface RT tablet. Yeah. I know at least we had a member at one time that actually had one here. But those were ARM-based tablets, and they kind of fell apart because the market didn't really support them. They didn't have the software partners or the desire from the market to change to that kind of device, even though it looked very similar to the Intel-based Surface tablets. So this will be the second time Microsoft has been involved in this kind of thing, but this looks really promising. What Microsoft didn't have before is built-in emulation for the Intel-based portion, the 8086 instruction set. We've talked a little bit about this stuff in the past. What this stuff means to you is that the first time your old software wouldn't run on it. This time it will. What this means to you is that because it's an ARM chip, insane battery life in a laptop package. So what we consider insane battery life in an Intel-based laptop is 8 to 10 hours. That's just considered monstrous. But with the Qualcomm chipset, you'd be looking at 20-plus hours of battery life.
Really?
Yeah. And part of their chipset is their LTE wireless modems. I mean, it's built right there on the silicon, from what I understand. And I was listening to Paul Thurrott in his podcast. He's talking about this equipment, and he's very confident it's a game changer. That the speed at which we will be connecting to remotely will allow us to access files as though they are right in our computer. So this technology is a real leveler when it comes to these data rates, because you could be working on a Photoshop file and have it stored out on the cloud, and you wouldn't feel it any different than if it was sitting on your hard drive. In fact, if you're still using a spinning disk, we might be talking about faster wireless data access than you could get off the spinning disk inside your computer. So this is very intriguing. Some of the things they talk about is there will be a similar product that will have an Intel chip. That similar product will do similar things. Going back to Wi-Fi, one of the characteristics they talked about was this always connected attitude of equipment, which in my mind was kind of an oxymoron, because what they're really talking about is being able to connect at a moment's notice at a really fast data rate and shut down that connection without you being any wiser. Which is similar to what your cell phone already does without you being aware of it, is that it goes through a process of systematically pulsing towers instead of maintaining a constant connection. And that's where you get this great battery life
Well, I mean, if you consider 8 to 12 hours great battery life in a mobile phone. But that's where that comes from, is this ability to shut down a connection and build up a connection quickly and throw data across it very quickly without you feeling any of that lag. And that's not how Wi-Fi works. Wi-Fi, while we're here now, we maintain a connection on our laptop. When it sits in a standby mode, it has to use that power for Wi-Fi. And it's things like that that are draining the battery. You're also going to be looking at thinner devices, lighter devices, more quiet devices, because these chips don't get hot like Intel chips do. They don't need the cooling. So there won't be any moving fans in them. This is really impressive, because they're saying these products are going to come out at about $600 to $800. So that's the price point. If you think about the characteristics I just described, insane battery life, always on connectivity, always on computer, like you hit a button and you're ready to go, always on connectivity where they're building up these connections and breaking them down and disconnecting without you being aware that you've been disconnected, even if it is for microseconds, just to save battery life. Those are characteristics that you expect from tablet devices and smartphones. And this will be coming to laptops. You guys have heard me talk in the past about how the tablet is going to take over. I mean, we've gone many years together, and we went through me saying tablets aren't going to do anything to now's the time to buy tablets because they're finally powerful enough to take over these jobs. To the tablets are stagnant, and people—that's not what people want. And I see you guys as that market, because bigger screens, full keyboards, and tablet-like characteristics. And pull it out, turn it on, ready to go. Old software that you've used before, you no longer have to abandon because it'll run on these devices. The familiar Windows that you have so much experience with. But still that kind of tablet experience, touch screens, facial recognition, yeah.
Could you please define ARM chip?
ARM chip.
Does everybody know what it is?
No.
Yeah, I mean, really, Mike, for our practical purposes, you would think of ARM chips as being the ones that power tablets and cell phones right now.
Why are they called ARM? I mean, is there a reason for that?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure there is.
Is it an acronym?
Yeah, I'm sure it's some acronym. And I can give you a little bit of the history because I've been along all the way. But ARM itself, I can't remember what the acronym is. Yeah, and what they are, they're RISC-based chips, reduced instruction set chips. And what the Intel chips are, we refer to as complicated instruction set chips. They're KISS chips. And the real difference is that the ARM chips way back when were designed with an open standard, and they were designed with a minimalist approach to executing commands. And the Intel chips were proprietary based, and they were an open isn't fair, because there actually is an ARM committee that is in charge of that license out the ability to make it. But Intel doesn't license out their technology. Yeah.
It's a microprocessor worldwide designed by ARM Holding PLC, Cambridge, England, ARM.com. Hmm. So it's the company name.
And it's licensed out to many different fabs.
The company founded in 1990 by Acorn Computers, Apple, and VLSI Technologies.
So it's what, I mean, there are many different designs, there are many different silicon manufacturers that are building ARM-based designs. Intel is still building their design. It's their own proprietary design, and they continue to add to it. And we went through a period of time in the past where we thought we were all going to be moving over to these ARM chips. And Intel did such a good job of marketing itself and positioning itself in the market. When we were looking at going from 32 bits to 64 bits, it looked like ARM was going to take that over because they'd been doing 64 bits for a long time. And Intel was able to buy market shares by taking and putting more than one 32-bit chip on its silicon and selling that as a more powerful processor, while they got all their designs up to a level that it could compete with what the ARM designs were doing at the time. They really, Intel stayed in the game because of their marketing budget and then won it and has been this powerhouse ever since. And so this is another scramble that they're going to have to make because they're going to have to redefine their designs or actually buy into this kind of technology to be able to keep up with what's coming out. We are looking at $600 to $800 computers. Yeah, Gary.
When you're saving something to the cloud, it's an external to your own computer, right?
Yeah.
So you were talking about these fast speeds.
Fast Wi-Fi chips, yeah.
You know, what happened with net neutrality earlier this week, last week, have any effects on that kind of speed?
Well, I mean, that's interesting because the tie-in would be net neutrality would tie in to any kind of access arbitrarily in any circumstance. So it wouldn't be, it wouldn't affect the technology any more than administration, like somebody locking a door to getting access to a place. So it wouldn't matter what's on the other side of that place. It's just a locked door by somebody.
Yeah. So it's somebody else's choice, not necessarily yours.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, we connect computers together in a big network, and these have the potential of going very fast. You start bringing in administration and rules and how they're supposed to govern the technology, then yeah, who knows what speeds you're talking about. But the potential is there. Here's how you could tie it to net neutrality. That could affect what service you purchase online storage from. Say your internet service provider has storage available at a monthly reasonable rate, maybe even discounted because you get your internet from them. Potentially Telmex could sell you 100 gigs or a terabyte.
The bundle.
That's right. And so all of a sudden that's much more desirable than Dropbox because your Dropbox experiences have been miserable since Telmex started selling their own. This is all hypothetical. Telmex is not doing it. I mean, if I'm going to say bad things about Telmex, I got better things to say it about. They're not doing this right now.
Who's going to be manufacturing the high speed?
The Qualcomm company. Okay. And they have been manufacturing them. The ones that are going to be making the laptops, the ones they've partnered with, which is also very interesting, are three of the big ones. It's HP, Lenovo, and Asus. In the past, they would be scared of making Intel mad. And this, when they used to compete the AMD chips against Intel, they had to tread really softly because they did not want to mess up their deals with Intel. Intel had the ability to set whatever price they were going to pay to make these computers at, and if they decided to go to a competitor, that could directly affect their deal buying chips from Intel in bulk. And apparently, they're not scared at the moment. And with good reason, these chips are very viable now. Mostly because Microsoft's in place to do it.
Intel is not afraid. Is that right?
Say that again?
Intel. You said they are not. Who's they?
Qualcomm is what I was
talking about. Qualcomm is not afraid.
They're not afraid. Yeah, yes. Well, and HP's not afraid, and Asus is not afraid, and Lenovo's not afraid to add these to their product lines. Mostly because Microsoft is in place. Microsoft, what they didn't have in the past was an operating system that's ready to go on the ARM product, on the ARM platform. That has the ability to run the Intel-based software.
Intel kind of was a monopoly, right, for a long time, right?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Intel battled with, AMD, thank you, AMD to be the CPU that you would use. And both companies would use strategies to oust the other. AMD would put out more powerful processors that did essentially the same kind of work at a cheaper price. The CPU you would buy would work differently, but would have the same results, and you would buy it for a cheaper price. Intel would do things like give out great discounts of their chips to HP and ASUS and Toshiba. If you bought thousands of these chips in bulk, they would give these really reduced prices. And so that's what I was kind of talking about, is that in the past they would be scared to switch manufacturers for fear of losing out on those discounts. And now they're not fearful. The reason that worked in the past was because Microsoft, and when I say it did the same job, is it would run the Windows software, Intel or AMD. You really couldn't have, from our perspective, you couldn't see the difference. Any software that you would run on one, you could run on the other. You could download the same software. ARM is one more degree of division from this thought, because it's ARM, because it's a different platform. The software has to be made for it. And now Microsoft has made Windows for ARM. And they've made Windows, and they did that a couple of years ago with Surface RT. And one of the things it was lacking was the ability to add Intel-based software to that ARM processor, that ARM platform. I'm sorry. I hope you're following me, because I'm having trouble keeping track of all these terms. What they've done is they've created an emulator. Quickly, everybody knows what an emulator is?
No.
No?
Don't need to know.
An emulator is software that makes it makes your computer act as a different kind of computer. So, like, if you needed a cable box, you could have a piece of software that would emulate a cable box. I'm using a Terrarium TV on my Windows PC. It's an app for watching TV shows. It is not available on Windows, so I'm using a Android tablet emulator to run it on Windows. So I'm able to pretend like it's a tablet living in my Windows PC. So what Microsoft has done is it's created an emulation layer for Intel instructions so that your old software can run on these new chips. So you can run the new software and you can run the old software. And they never had that before. So this is a big deal. And I feel like I have said way too much about it.
You see the glaze.
Any questions? Eyes. Yeah. The glaze is oozing over the table. I'm starting to feel like a donut with the amount of glaze I'm getting from this table.
Well, could you repeat
Windows?
No, I can't.
Windows versus Android. Do you remember the black man that was here? Ronald?
Yeah. Yes.
He really is stuck on Android. Mm-hmm. But I heard just the other day in the news that Android has a lot of limitations. And I thought to myself, is that really true? I don't know. And that they felt like it was going out.
Well, you've heard of software as a service, maybe? Where we're going with all this, and Android is much closer to that, is that we're really just looking at these platforms to get onto the internet and run software that's either on the server, on your device accessing a server, or what they're now calling the edge, which are servers just hanging off of either in your house or off of your internet service provider. And there's a lot less focus on a stable, always the same software in your computer. Software as a service is really, these things can change dynamically. And Windows 10 is actually using this language now when you're doing updates. They remind you, Windows is a service. And so that means it's constantly being updated. It's constantly making changes and fixing bugs. And the idea is that your platform's always in flux. And so Android's been ahead of that game. They've got very basic apps full of problems that are being fixed regularly. I don't know if any of you pay attention to your Android updates, but it gets really crazy if you've got more than, you know, 15, 20 apps on your... I've got about 100 apps on my Android platform, and if I don't pick up my tablet every other day, there seems to be at least 20 updates waiting for it.
Wow.
Or it's telling me it's just finished 20 updates. The iOS platform's the same way.
Not
it's,
quite that bad.
It's, but it really depends on how many... I mean, you can have enough apps installed in your device that you could never use your device, because all it's doing is constantly downloading the updates, filling up your active memory, and waiting for a good opportunity to install themselves. It really reminds me of things like Wi-Fi. When Wi-Fi first started becoming popular, we had these slow Wi-Fi devices that worked great. They had no problems. We got online. Then our neighbor got Wi-Fi, and his neighbor got Wi-Fi, and somebody started broadcasting Wi-Fi over our head to the whole neighborhood. And now your Wi-Fi device doesn't work very good. And it has nothing to do with the technology. It was sound. It's still sound technology, but there's more problems now. Everybody's trying to do this, and they're interfering with what you're trying to do. So all of a sudden you need more hardware to do Wi-Fi, because you've got to be able to sort out all this noise around you. I think of the update thing as kind of with the same analogy, is now that so much software is being released on the fly, you're having it updated all the time. Every little problem, they'll update to change a font. I think we talked about it a while back that Facebook set this precedence of a new update every 2 weeks. And the whole market kind of followed that. When you're putting out a new update every 2 weeks, it can have a problem. It's going to be fixed in 2 weeks. So we'll let it go out with a problem.
So is Windows going out?
What do you mean? In favor? Or?
Well, if Android's going to be a lasting...
If they're going out, they're going out fighting, kicking and screaming. They're the dominant platform still. Regardless of how much Android is out there, Windows is still the platform of choice when you sit in front of a laptop or at a desktop computer. That's their bread and butter, and especially with corporations. What's been neat since Windows 10 is there's Windows fans, and I don't think there's ever really been Windows fans before. There are people that really enjoy using the operating system, whereas a lot of us used Windows because that's what was available. Yeah, Gary.
I have an Android device that replaced my Roku, and it works much better than the Roku did. Much better.
Hey, let me just finish this point about the new chips. A lot of people are out there saying, don't even get interested in this first generation, regardless of what it's promising you. Qualcomm, at the same time they're announcing these partnerships and showing off laptops that are ready to go, they have announced their new chip, the 845. These are all based on the 835. And I have not had enough time to see the difference between the two chips, but I did see a whole bunch of headlines saying, don't even think about it. Maybe early adopters, enthusiasts, or people that are looking for a $600 to $800 computer right now, but the computer that's coming out with the 845, that $600 to $800 computer will just be head and tail higher than. I mean, it'll just be all that more bigger, better, faster.
And then the first one will be $200.
Yeah, maybe the way the market works, huh? So, I brought that topic.
Next.
Yeah, Gary.
Let me just mention one thing real quick. The DirecTV problem I had last week. I called Java. Thank you.
Yep.
He came out. They replaced the ends on the satellite. Everything works great.
Awesome.
Oh, great. Solid air taking out the connections on the satellite.
Every couple of
years. Java's great.
If I could adapt, probably 5 or 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So pretty simple once you know what to do. And two guys there for an hour and a half.
I've forgotten how to
hook. Yeah. That's why you shouldn't mess with it. You should just get the satellite guy.
It cost me 200 pesos to find out all he had to do with it.
I pay for direct.
I have a security.
What I think is true.
Sure.
I just finished a 2-month fight with PayPal.
You just what?
I finished a 2-month fight with PayPal. In Canada.
Wait, what were you guys fighting about?
Well, some Asian name bought a Super Disney mouse in Tennessee on my PayPal account when I was here.
Ooh.
So they said, they sent me a thing saying, suspicious activity. Well, we went round and round and round. Finally, the other day, I got a hold of a guy there, which is really difficult. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? I believe everything you say. We're going to clear this thing up. He said, well, let me tell you. You got to clean your computer up a little bit more. I said, geez, I do it pretty regularly. I said, should I do it every week? He said, no, at least once a month. I said, I do it more than that. He said, well, let me tell you. On October 15th, you got hacked by Australia, Sweden, France, and two other countries.
Your PayPal account?
On a PayPal account. What?
Oh, your PayPal account specifically?
On a certain date. He can identify.
Yeah, he can identify. Of course, they don't tell you about that, but yeah, he can identify that.
That's interesting.
Wow.
And that didn't include the one from Tennessee, which was on a different date. Yeah.
But nobody bought anything on the other days.
No, I had not. I only use it a few times a year, and I'm going to stop it right now.
I
closed my account, which was really difficult to do.
So oh, really? They
pay bills and stuff.
Now, why did you close it? I mean, after
because I don't want that kind of exposure. The only reason I have PayPal is because I like to see things go out of my check account right then instead of a credit card.
Sure.
But I said, you know, it's not worth the risk. So I'll just have to live with credit card.
My PayPal doesn't go through.
But if you buy on eBay, don't you normally almost have to use PayPal?
No, you don't.
I don't know. I don't
it seems like that's changed, hasn't it?
Most of them will take a credit card now.
Right. Yeah, it seems like, I mean, they separated. Those two organizations separated.
PayPal's been sold a couple times.
Yeah. And so I think you can use a credit card. Speaking as a Christmas shopper on eBay, did I use a credit card? I like using PayPal, but I wouldn't talk anybody into it. I think it's all about what your use case is.
Exposure. I don't think they have the protection credit cards do.
I think as long
as it's right there immediately. Well, hey, this happened.
And you get air miles.
I'm sorry.
air miles.
You gotta go with the air miles.
Who owns PayPal?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're on their own. They got spun off a little while ago on their own, I think.
But really?
For a while they were owned by...
Is it Peter Thiel?
It's a great Google question.
It seemed to me that they were bought out by somebody.
they've changed hands a couple times.
Who owns PayPal?
But Scott...
Mike the company was acquired by eBay in July 2002 for $1.5 million.
He's telling Mike to hang up the computer, but it sounds like...
yeah, but it's not eBay anymore. I'm not listening. It's a flashback to when I was 17.
It's a holdover.
You're not dreaming. I am not paying attention. What'd you say, Dad?
Not sure I can repeat it. I was saying, didn't Mike do the right thing in that situation? Because it seems to me like PayPal telling him to clean up his computer really needed to be taking a look at the hacking that was taking place to PayPal, not the computer.
Sure, yeah. And I mean, it could be you get so many tech support people now that are not in tune with the way people think and behave. They're just, you know, vomiting information at you like you're the problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if that's a worthy reason to stop using PayPal, especially if you're not held responsible for those charges.
It was a 2-month fight to get that $55 off my account.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good reason to get out of PayPal just out of principle.
Sure.
It should have been easier.
That's my experience to support people from back 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they're just spouting off things. I don't know that it's new. It's not new for me.
Yeah, I know that I find myself in situations where folks that don't understand what's going on have gotten information from the wrong kind of technician because they're just freaking out. And it's just, there's no reason for that. It's not.
This was the first person I got to speak to in 2 months.
Right. That might be part of their support plan. Scare the hell out of you right from the beginning. But no, I think it sounds like you had a grievance, and yeah, if it took 2 months to clear it up.
That kind of exposure, why bother? I mean, yeah. I probably.
Like, I was disgruntled about the email I got from a Seuss, and at the same time, I'm like, there's so many people doing so many things in that organization. Somebody just gave me the wrong information. I'm going to ignore that and go forward. And so did the other techs I talked to. They just ignored it and moved forward with my issue. And yeah, so if it can be resolved, that's. To me, that's what really matters. But you know what? If I have to spend 2 months fighting over a charge that didn't work. And another thing is with PayPal, I sure don't keep a lot of money in the PayPal. I don't do transactions often. I make sure that there's money in it for it, and that's it. And so there are ways there to cover yourself, too. But credit cards, I like using credit cards because of the insurance. They're ready to be hacked, and all these other currencies aren't necessarily.
But your warranty ran out.
No, it didn't. It didn't. I mean, it's out today, but it was reported on the 14th.
Next.
I have one other little thing.
Okay.
I was looking for an old email to get some information on probably a year and a half. And at one point, the fellow had sent me a link to a woman in Phoenix who supports immigration, tries to help immigrants who are getting kicked out of the country or whatever. And so I don't know if I ever read it or not, but I went back and it was in the email I was looking for, and the link to her thing had a word next to it, highlighted in a different color that said muted. M-U-T-E-D.
Muted.
I didn't go any further. I just said to myself, yes. I've never seen that before.
No.
But that's kind of spite joint.
But where did you see this?
On a year and a half old email that didn't have the word muted on it when I got it. And it was a link to her website or a speech she gave or something like that. And on the side it said muted. I didn't have time to click on it to find out if I get into it or not, but it said the word M-U-T-E-D.
Maybe you got to clean up your computer a little more often.
Yeah.
Get all that pornography off.
Yeah. When you live that life, you don't need it.
I think your PayPal guy probably went from technical support to customer support, because cleaning up your computer is a good idea anytime. Anytime you got a problem, clean it up. That's really why we do a standard service in the office that includes just cleaning all the garbage, making sure all the updates are there. It's not bad advice. It may not fix your problem, but it's not bad advice.
Yeah,
I have a question.
Certainly.
So I have AT&T for cell phone, and inside my house, it doesn't say AT&T Mexico. It just says AT&T. So if I start a call on my cell phone in my house, and I go out and it connects to AT&T Mexico, it like switches, that call is dropped instantly.
Oh, wow.
Don't you think that's a little weird? AT&T is AT&T, but obviously not.
But no.
But no.
Are you calling out of Mexico or within Mexico?
Actually, my sister called me from the States. I was
outside.
Talking to her. You don't hear this part. And I got in my car, and I was coming to Computer Club, and the minute it went outside of my house area and it switched to AT&T Mexico, it dropped that call.
That's weird.
So in your house,
you're
okay.
And I can't dial out with my AT&T.
In your house, it says just AT&T.
Yeah, that's what it says here, too.
So are you connected to the Wi-Fi here?
Uh-huh.
So I'm betting...
I'm connected to the Wi-Fi at home.
I'm betting that those calls are going through Wi-Fi, because that's part of something that AT&T has started doing.
T-Mobile does that too, I think.
Yeah, where you can use your Wi-Fi to make phone calls. And even though you can roam in Mexico through that, it needs to do that handoff, and I bet your phone just doesn't handle that handoff correctly.
So if I switch, right now it's AT&T.
Go to this Wi-Fi and then
it's AT&T connected here. If I go to settings and I switch to airplane mode, okay, I switch to airplane mode.
That's
going to
turn off your cell too.
And then I turn it back on to off of airplane mode, then it says AT&T MX.
So it's connected to the cell network now.
But now it's not.
Now it's not. Now if you turn off your Wi-Fi?
That's true.
Just turn off your Wi-Fi and see what it does. And another thing you could do in your house is you could unplug your Wi-Fi and see what happens. See if it's constantly connected
really,
to AT&T MX.
It's back to AT&T MX.
Without the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I bet that's what's going on.
It's very annoying.
Well, and I bet that's probably indicative of the equipment you're using. Like, what is that, an iPhone 5?
It's an SE, so it's new.
It's more or less new. You'd hope it would do that handoff correctly.
You would think.
How do you turn off Wi-Fi?
You just hit the Wi-Fi button.
I always hear him say Wi-Fi off.
On the iPhone?
Yeah.
Well,
on a computer. For the computer or anything else in the house.
Yeah, like for example, in Windows 10, there's a notifications bar that you can bring up in the lower right-hand corner. You hit this little bubble thing, and and there is an icon there for Wi-Fi, and you can turn it off or on.
What's the icon look like?
It looks like those waves that have become associated with Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those arcing.
I think
the gray rainbow. Let's the
rainbow.
Gray rainbow.
Quarter of a rainbow.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you. That I will try, and I'm going to go into my settings and see if there's some way I can disable Wi-Fi calling.
Well, and I haven't ever done any technical support on that kind of problem. I haven't done any research at all. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that there are iPhone SE support issues related to that handoff that AT&T can help you with.
Because it also doesn't let me switch carriers like I used before the SE. I used to be able to choose, like I wanted to use Telcel rather than AT&T down here.
Okay.
And it would hold that Telcel. But now it'll just flip it back out.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know why you would lose the ability
about
to
AT&T.
Do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that we could sort that out.
If nothing works, you can go back to your
pitch. We could.
What I didn't catch is your AT&T contracted in Mexico or in the United States?
U.S.
It's U.S., okay.
With the Mexico plan.
With the North American plan, okay.
Yeah. So that kind of muddies it as well.
No, I think that makes it pretty clear.
Which is why I don't want to switch from CenturyLink with my DirecTV to AT&T with my DirecTV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You using that down here?
CenturyLink?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
DirecTV.
Yeah.
CenturyLink
is really fast.
All four people saw that.
You don't know. There may be a silent, hidden person looking.
That's right.
There might be a big brother out there.
Well, there is.
You've got a stalker on the computer clock.
We don't say bomb or terrorism or anything.
They're just going to slow down your internet, that's all. They'll hold you. They'll stranglehold you for internet. Because you have no choices. You're stuck with your internet provider.
Cox.
Yes,
Cox and Comcast in Tucson have very fast, modems.
I can change.
And CenturyLink, where we are, is just like snail. Now they also have areas where it's fast. They don't seem to keep up like the others do.
These Wi-Fi chips that we were talking about at the beginning, these are insanely fast Wi-Fi. I mean, these are like having a cable right into your house, but into your mobile device. I mean, even what we've got right now, the LTE that we have right now has capabilities between 50 to 150 megabits a second. It's just crazy, crazy fast speeds.
Well, they're all doing it over telephone.
Yeah, that's all cell. That's cell technology. Yeah.
Right, but CenturyLink is still real in our area, real slow.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Colorado CenturyLink.
Really?
Slow.
Really?
Pop, did you have something to add?
Yeah. Well, not to this. You want to stay on that topic? This is a different topic.
Oh, we can float. Okay. We don't conform to much.
Well, I just was reading a tweet that I thought might be relevant for some of us here. My computer automatically installed the Windows 10 update this morning. This was 35 minutes ago. And it deleted or neutered many programs, including the native mail and store apps, and two, eliminated all the prior personalization, desktop tiles, OneDrive, and Dropbox.
That sounds to me about it like a computer that wasn't in good health before doing the update being applied. But the update was probably applied automatically because that's the way Windows is doing things.
That's what it said. That's what the tweet said.
Windows 10?
Yeah, yeah, Windows 10. I mean, this is Windows as a service.
Did you restore it yesterday?
That's the first thing I would do. I'd immediately roll it back. This is what I was talking about having done with my Dell when it was acting silly. Jim, did you have something to add to that?
Maybe the same issue on my computer. I just noticed yesterday and the day before is telling me that I'm plugged in but not charged. And it happened right after there was a big update of the Windows software. And whether it was immediately thereafter or it was just coincidence, I don't know. But is it possible that as part of that update, something happened that...
Well, you know what? At the very least... there is a device in the device manager for your battery. And it's a very simple thing to remove and let it reinstall itself and see if that resolves that kind of problem. Where it's
okay, go in the device manager, find battery, and unclick it.
You would just choose to remove, and it would remove it, and then you'd restart the computer, and it would automatically find it again. In fact, I could tell you the exact name of this thing. Let me see here. I have. Unfortunately, recently become intimate with this driver.
And is there a scary thing to do? I mean, to uninstall your battery device manager and hope it reinstalls?
It's not novice, but it's not... I mean, it's in between novice and intermediate. I mean, it's not that kind.
Just a phone call away from the fix.
Yeah. I mean, what this particular device driver represents is no special software that's installed. It's installed by Microsoft. And so it represents the kind of thing that an update might have intended to update and then skipped it for whatever reason. Maybe it couldn't. And so simply by removing it and letting it reinstall, it might replace it with a newer version of it, and that might resolve your problem. I'd also, you didn't mention anything about what you've been doing with the laptop, but I'd also just physically check it, make sure the battery is attached, make sure to take the battery off and put it back on.
Well, let me
if it can be removed. Yeah.
This is an HP Envy, and the first thing I've planned to do is take the battery out and reinstall it. Well, it doesn't have a removable battery.
Okay, yeah. Then there isn't a whole lot you can do. It's going to be a software thing. It doesn't sound like it has the potential of the battery becoming disconnected, which is one of the downfalls of some of these models where you can remove the batteries. The whole act of being able to remove the battery means that it could get disconnected. You drop it or bounce it around. These that have the integrated battery, they're connected by a power cable inside, so it's virtually impossible for it to become disconnected.
Scott, I have an issue.
Sure, Chester, let me just give the name of this real quick. In the device manager, there is actually a category batteries, and if you click that, it'll drop down and it'll list Microsoft AC adapter and Microsoft ACPI compliant control method battery. How's that for layman's terms? And so it's that battery one that you would just remove and let reinstall.
Repeat what you just said, Doug.
Microsoft ACPI dash compliant control method battery.
It's the long title, Jim.
Got it.
Yeah. Not the short one.
It's not the short one. It's the long one. That's the one you would remove.
Okay.
You would choose to remove that device and then restart the computer. It would reinstall so quickly and subtly that you wouldn't even realize it had been reinstalled, and then you'd just see if you get different battery behavior.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
I have a question.
Okay, but Chester was the next.
Yeah, I had an issue. I'm embarrassed to even tell about it. Windows popped up and had two programs that needed to be updated. And I updated them, and I think one of them was my video card. And after that update, my Photoshop program, the words that you, you know, where you click on different icons, was so small I had to use a magnifying glass to read them.
Oh, wow.
And it happened to a couple of other programs like Windows Word. And I lowered my...
This is Windows 10 on your Macintosh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Mac has this beautiful Retina display, right? So, the Retina is essentially like a 2K monitor. 2 or 3K, I don't remember exactly the spec on it. It's almost a 4K monitor, it seems like.
And I lowered the pixels, you know, the screen pixels, and was able to get it where I could at least read the icons on Photoshop.
So
I went online.
Yeah.
And I found that's a common problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have that problem on this screen.
And it's a major issue to fix that. All the steps you have to go through to fix it. Well, what happened?
I have that problem on this screen. This is a 13-inch screen with a 4K display.
Yeah, I have a 4K display.
And that... What happens? Any given software might deal with scaling different. Are you in our video?
Vienen una maestra con los niños para que si les puedas decir venden unos tickets no sé qué sea.
Oh, bingo tickets. January 14th, 2018, Telesecundaria Ranchitos, cow plot basic idea.
Rotary.
Rotary is doing it. Does anybody from Rotary want to say something real quick about this?
They do it every year, and it's a lot of fun.
Bingo! It's a lot of fun. You're from Rotary?
No.
No?
But I've been.
Well, I have heard about it.
What's the price tag?
50. Yeah, it looks like 50 pesos. Three prizes, 5,000 pesos each. Not for the tickets, for the pro. That's what the prizes are worth. From 11 to 3 p.m.
And you wait and you wait. And
all right, yeah, you guys got to be on camera, though, if you're going to be here selling tickets.
Do you have to be present to win?
No. I don't think so. No, you don't.
Well, if you don't have to be there,
just take it out and run it around a little bit.
The blood is
you don't want to be there, that's what I mean. Do you have to fill out? You buy a ticket?
Probably put your name on the stub or something.
Yeah.
Batman my daughter.
Where are we?
I know. Oh yeah. My daughter actually got this for me for a birthday present.
Hey,
the battery's running down.
It's time.
I mean, it is time, but go ahead, Chester. What we were talking about was the screen. This is a problem with 4K monitors. This is actually something to think about.
I've never had it before.
Right. Right. It's frustrating. Is it's your entire, or is it just a piece of software you're using? Is it Photoshop?
Well, I noticed that most of Photoshop is the smallest.
But Windows is fine. It's
they burned off a
So if you click with the right mouse button on the Photoshop icon. Oh, necesito mi boleta también. Necesito mi boleta también.
Okay.
Right click the button, properties under compatibility. At the bottom of the bottom of that page.
Wait a minute.
Yes, if you've icon, right click on that icon, choose on the icon, like if you have it on the desktop. Yeah, okay, so right click on it, and I'm going to do it with an icon here just so I give you the exact phrasing. Or it's going to take forever because my battery's draining. Click on, there we go, properties. There is a compatibility tab at the bottom of it's a various buttons, things grayed out, check boxes. If you go from the bottom up, there is one that says override high DPI scaling behavior. Override high DPI scaling behavior. Check box that. Click OK. See if the problem goes away.
Great.
I'm not done. Under that checkbox, there is a pull down. It will default to one of application, system, or system enhanced. I have yet to figure out. There's no rhyme or reason. I've dealt with this on a variety of different software, and each one of them has a different solution. If the first one doesn't work, try the next one. If the next one doesn't work, try the next one. And if that doesn't work, then we're going to do some Google searches about your version of Photoshop and how to deal with the DPI scaling.
Well, I've done that, and it's a long list of...
It could be the only solution is that long list of things to do. And it's because you've got older software in a newer Windows world, and they're implementing the scaling on this 4K display, and because it can put all that data in that little, it does.
Could you just roll back the driver?
No, it's a telephone.
If it's a video driver, but you said it's a Windows driver.
No, I think it was a video driver.
Okay, oh, it was a video driver. You could try.
The video driver that was restored. I mean, that was upgraded.
Name? Address and phone number or email.
Okay, great. That's not a bad suggestion at all, Jim. If you were to find the video driver in your device managers and choose roll back, you may be able to resolve that issue. Where did the video driver come from?
It came up automatically to renew.
Jim is absolutely correct. You should not be using a video driver that didn't come from Macintosh. You're absolutely correct. That, well, he's... But no, you're right. You're right. I didn't even think about it as a Mac issue, but it's a Mac issue. And so if there's an updated video driver that's showing up under Windows updates, that means Apple has a new video driver.
I think it was Apple.
Apple has a new video driver, and you have to download from them. And gosh, I'm sorry, I'm not ready to answer this question, because the boot camp stuff is what provides you with the video driver. So it's like you need to set up the new boot camp version, so that you have the new driver available to install. So I'd roll it back, and if it continues to persist, I would look at the boot camp stuff and make sure that's up to date. Lo siento.
Can I mention something real quick? Anybody that knows, and don't answer right now, but anybody who knows Big Don's, other than with Colleen, I would appreciate that information. I have tools I need to get back.
I'll tell you where it is.
An elevator.
Yep, oh, no, I know.
You know where he lives.
Yep.
I'm not talking about on Bill Turner's. Talking about where he keeps all of his...
Right.
Great, thank you.
Oh, the computer just died.